Shall we pray?
Let's number two.
Our Heavenly Father, most gracious God of eternal, who created the heavens and the earth, hallelujah. What an opportunity, what a privilege we have tonight to approach your throne of mercy, God. Lord, you took care of us during the day. Lord, and you made for us so that we could gather together in this fashion tonight. And Lord, I know, hallelujah, God, this gathering shall not be in vain. Because where two or three are gathered in your name, there you will be in their midst, God. We came with different needs, Father. Oh, the prophet says the most sickly body is the body of Christ, oh God. They need healing, they need salvation, they need deliverance, they need... Lord, we are such a needy people tonight, oh God. And tonight, oh Father God, everyone, as our faces differ one from another, so does our needs, God. But we're thankful that you invited us. Says, come unto me, you standing open arms, hallelujah, inviting us because we depend on you to supply our needs tonight, Father. I pray, may you take care, Father, of, oh Lord, your servant tonight. Many servants have spoken here tonight, oh God, but tonight I'm just here and I pray that you may add a little bit of oil on the fire tonight, oh God, that something might be said that will help your people along the way, oh God. Lord, may you deliver the Lord those that are bound. May you set the captive free, Father. May you restore the backslider tonight. May you heal the sick amongst us, O God. And I pray that you may save that lost sinner. We are here because we are hunting for that lost soul, O God. I pray, come and dwell in our midst in Jesus Christ's name. Forgive us of our wrongs, of our trespasses, Father, that, Lord, during the day we might have said something we shouldn't have said. We might have done something. But tonight, oh God, we come to you and we ask you, the great high priest, the great Melchizedek, oh God, that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Take care of our needs tonight in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated for a minute. I would like to greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you would probably remember me from the convention. Yeah, I always say that Pastor Chesa's blessing made it very easy for me. Because since after the convention, I meet believers in Zimbabwe. And then they're struggling. Who are you, Brother Rodwell?
Brother Rodwell.
Then I always say to them, you know, remember the August convention.
No, not August.
Yeah, the LaFontaine sang at that convention. Yes.
Yeah,
but there was also another family that sang. Oh yeah, the Kwanglis, yes, yeah.
Okay, pakaimba ne LaFontaine papa. So
you're speaking to the father of those boys. So Pastor Chesa has put Eastleigh Tabernacle firmly on the map.
Pastor Chesa, vakaita kuti tabernacle inoye pa Eastleigh izikanwe pasi rose.
And the beautiful part of it is he didn't leave me behind.
Pazvakanakira manje ndepekuti ini ndakabva ndaiswa mubracket racho iro.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm really honored to stand here tonight, brother, sister. Pretoria is a big city and there's a few message churches.
Pretoria iguta guru asirine makereke mashomanani anotenda maridzo.
And I'm from a rather little small assembly called Pyramid Tabernacle.
Ini ndinobva kune kamwe kaboka kaduku kanonzi Pyramid Tabernacle.
But nothing happens coincidentally.
Asi hapana chinhu chinonzi chingaitike nemasanga.
We've learned from the prophet that we don't believe in coincidence. So everything has got a purpose and a plan. And you are part of God's plan tonight. God has got a plan with your life.
Mwari vane urongwa neupenyu hwako.
He's got a purpose with your life.
Vane donzo neupenyu hwako.
And he cannot, there's one thing God cannot do.
Pane chinhu chimwe chete chisingagonekwe naMwari.
He cannot alter his plan.
Avagone kushandura urongwa hwavo.
He cannot come up with a better plan.
Avagone kuti ndazowana rimwe zano riri nani.
God has got no contingency plan. He's got no plan B.
Avana rimwe zano ravanozoti ndikatadza izvi ndoita izvi.
His first plan was his best plan.
Zano ravo rekutanga ndiro repamusoro iro.
So when he thought about you before the foundation of the world,
pavakafunga nezvako nezvenyika dzadzavambwa,
you were his best plan.
Iwewe ndiwongo utori urongo hwepamusoro.
Nobody will replace you.
Hapana anogona kukutsinanisa.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari ngavakudzwe.
So I'm happy tonight.
Saka ndiri kufara manheru ano.
And I always say that when the word is preached we learn amen means so be it.
Ndogara chitaura kuti pese patino pano paridzwa shoko. Amen zvinoreva kuti ngazive saizvozvo.
And hallelujah, it doesn't matter what language you speak. That word doesn't change.
Amen. Hanzi kunyangwe uri muZulu, muVenda, muZezuru kana muChangani ukangoti hallelujah, ihaleluya kwese.
Hallelujah kwese.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate my interpreter here tonight.
Tinoyemura muparidzi manheru ano.
I cannot do without him and he cannot do without me.
Tiri kungobatsirana niya zamwari.
I can almost say that some of you depend more on him than on me.
Ndiri kutoziva kuti vamwe ka vakatotarisa pane hama yakapfeka sheti yeblue pane hama iyi.
I always say, so when I preach, you say amen.
Ndinogara nchiti pandinoparidza ka ita amen.
If you don't say amen, you say hallelujah.
Ukatadza kuti amen, wotiwo hallelujah.
If you don't say hallelujah, at least say ouch.
Ukatadza kuti hallelujah ka ingotiwo I.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari ngavakudzwe.
So tonight I'm honored to have my elder here, Pastor Chandimara.
Nasi uno ndiri kunzwa kuremekedzwa kunge ndine mukuru wangu Pastor Chandimara.
I never expected to see him here tonight.
Handina kunge ndatarisira kuvaona pano manheru ano.
If I knew he was going to be here, I would have asked to sit right there.
Daenda zvoti vanenge vari pano ka ndingadaenda kumbira kuti ndokumbira hangu kugara mbenji.
He's one of the ministers that very often come down. He's a family of Pyramid Tabernacle.
Vanogara vachiuya kumusha kwenu Pretoria, iyo chikamu chePyramid Tabernacle.
So if you don't say amen tonight, I've got my amen corner right there.
Ukatadza kwewe kuti amen. Pastor Chandi Mara vachatoti amen.
So I want to thank the leadership for the invite tonight.
Ndoda kutenda zvikuru mushumiri wandidaidza manheru ano.
I respect the open door.
Ndinoremekedza mukova wazaruka.
I respect the open pulpit.
Ndinoremekedza pulpit iyi yakazaruka.
I respect the open hearts.
Ndinoremekedza mwoyo yakazaruka.
But more so, I respect the open book.
Zvikuru kuru ndinoremekedza bhuku yakazaruka.
Because if it wasn't for the open hearts,
dai yanga isiri mwoyo yakavhurika,
there would not have been an open book.
Pangadai pasina bhuku yakazarurwa.
God saw your attitude before the foundation of the world.
Mwari vakatoona maonero ako nedzenyika dzadzavambwa.
Then he designed a message.
Ndobva vanyatsogadzira mharidzo.
That you will receive.
Yauno kwanisa iwe kugamuchira.
And then when you came into this world,
pawakauya munyika ino,
you dropped down right from eternity.
Wakaburuka kubva muzienda nakuenda.
You bypassed your theophany.
Ndobva wadarika mutumbi wako weshoko.
Dropped down in a body called time.
Ndokupinda mutumbi uyu wenguva.
Coming here to pick up this theophany body.
Kuuya kuti uzotora mutumbi wako weshoko.
Then as you were out there in the world,
zvino paungori munyika umu,
if you can excuse the expression,
mukakwanisa kundiregererawo zvandakuda kutaura,
God basically came running after you with your theophany.
Mwari vakatokutevera vachimhanya nemutumbi wako weshoko.
So when you heard the message of the hour,
pawakanzwa mharidzo yenguva,
you heard from your theophany.
Wakanzwa kubva pamutumbi wako weshoko.
And here you are sitting tonight.
Ndokusaka wakagara pano manheru ano.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise.
Ngatipei Mwari chipo chekuombera.
Shall we stand for the reading of the word?
Tisimukei tiverenge shoko raMwari. Amen.
So I trust you will hear from your theophany tonight.
Ndinoimba kuti uchanzwa kubva pamutumbi wako weshoko madekonani.
We're going to ask God's servant, God's prophet, Brother Branham, to read the scripture for us tonight while the brothers turn on the tape.
Tinogona kukumbira murana washe profita Brother Branham vativerengere gwaro madekwane anhu.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Maita yenyu munogona kugara pasi.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari ngavakudzwe.
How many enjoyed the tape?
Vangani vanoropafadzwa netape.
My message tonight.
Maridzo yangu madekwane ano.
Is entitled "There Is a Bigger Picture."
Inonzi pane mufananidzo mukuru.
Now we've learned from the prophet that the Bible is an Eastern book.
zvino Bhaibheri ibhuku rekumabvazuva.
The prophet says a few trips across the sea.
Profeta anoti ukafamba uchienda mhiri kwemakungwa.
And then the Bible becomes a new book.
Bhaibheri iri rinobva rava bhuku itsva kwauri.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we learned that we don't read the Bible like we read the newspaper.
Hativerenge Bhaibheri sekunge tirikuverenga newspaper.
Because we need to read between the lines.
Nokuti tinofanirwa kuverenga pakati pemitsara.
The Bible is a love story.
Bhaibheri irungano rwerudo.
So one has to look at the bigger picture.
Saka unofanira kunyatsotarisa mufananidzo mukuru wacho.
The way the world today commemorates Easter, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
Nyika nhasi uno inopembererwa kurovererwa kwa Jesu Kristo pa Easter.
As if it has something to do with bunnies or seven words to recite.
Sekunge zvine chekuita netumwe tutsuro kabhani nezvimwewo zvavanongoita.
But we learn that to us has got a much deeper meaning.
Asi kwatiri zvinoreva nyaya ine hudzamu.
Today we can say a look of love was on his face.
Nhasi tinogona kuti pang uso hwake wanga hwakazara nerudo.
Thorns were on his head.
Aine means wamumsoro.
Blood was on his scarlet robe.
Ropa rakazara panzu yake.
Stained with crimson red.
Yakazara yaka iri tsvuku.
Though his eyes were on the crowd that day.
Kunyangwe meso ake anga akatarisa mhomho musi iwoyo.
He looked ahead in time.
Akatarisa mberi kwenguva.
Because when he was on the cross,
nokuti panga ari pamuchinjikwa,
you and I were on his mind.
Iwe neni tanga tiri mupfungwa dzake.
And then the prophet came around and he says,
Profita ndobva auya ndobva ati,
you are the very expression of the mind of God today.
Iwewe ndiwe kuiswa pachena kwepfungwa dzamwari nhasi.
So there is a bigger picture.
Saka pane mufananidzo mukuru.
I think it was Martin Luther who started the killing of the saying of the Jews.
Ndinofunga kuti ndi Martin Luther akatanga kuurayiwa kwevaJudha.
Did you know that Martin Luther was the one that said all the Jews must be slain because they are antichrist?
Munozva here kuti ndi Martin Luther akataura kuti vaJudha vose vanofana kuurayiwa nokuti vanopesana naKristu.
Hitler only did what Martin Luther said.
Hitler akazongozadzikisa zvakataurwa naMartin Luther.
Brother, sister, hallelujah.
Amen, dzadzi, hallelujah.
Let me put the saints at ease.
Regai ndimbokudzikamisai.
I trust I'm speaking to people that would have been in Noah's ark.
Ndinotenda kuti ndiri kutaura kune vanhu vaifanira kunge vakapinda muark ya Noah.
I trust I'm speaking to message material tonight.
Ndinotenda kuti ndiri kutaura kune vanhu vakagadzirwa nemharidzo.
I don't have to substantiate every statement with a quote and a verse and a quote and a verse.
Handifaniri kungoramba ndichingotsigira chese chandataura nequotation nevesi quotation chandataura quote chandataura verse.
Inside of you there's a hallelujah representation.
Mukati mako mune chinomiririrwa nehallelujah.
Just like the woman at the well.
Semudzimai uya patsime.
She had a seed of representation in her heart.
Anga ine mbeu yaimumiririra mukati make.
I haven't been to any Bible college or Bible school.
Handina kumbobvira ndaenda kuseminari kana kuBible school.
As a matter of fact, I grew up in an unbelieving family that didn't know the Lord, didn't serve the Lord.
Ndakatokura mumhuri yevahedheni vanga vasingatende, vanga vasingashumire Mwari.
What I am today is just the grace of God.
Zvandiri nhasi dzimbori nyasha dzaMwari.
And all that I know today is what Malachi 4 taught me.
Zvose zvandinongoziva ndo zvandakadzidziswa chete naMalachi 4.
You've seen at the convention.
Takaona pa convention pa.
How I would recite the quotations.
Kuti makazvona sei kuti ndainokora sei zvinokorwa.
I've learned to only say what the tape say.
Ndakangodzidza kutaura zvinotaurwa netape.
But let me take it one step further tonight.
Regai ndifambe nemi nhano mberi.
I don't only tell you what the tape say. I can only tell you how the tape says it.
Handingokuudzai chete zvinotaurwa netepi asi ndinogona kukuudzai kuti zvinotaurwa sei netepi yacho.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise.
Tipei chipo chakuombera kuna Mwari.
We learn in the scriptures that the rejection of the Jews.
Tinodzidza mubhaibheri kuti kurambwa kwemaJudha.
Of Jesus Christ.
Okuramba kwemaJudha vachiramba Jesu.
When the Jews rejected Jesus Christ.
VaJudha pavakaramba Jesu.
What Martin Luther failed to see was the bigger picture.
Chakatadza kuonekwa naMartin Luther mufananidzo mukuru wacho.
Because if they didn't reject Jesus Christ, we would not have been sitting here today.
Dai vanga vasina kuramba Jesu iwe neni tingadai tisiri pano nasi.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari ngakudzwa.
So Joseph,
Saka Josepha,
which is a type of Christ,
anova mufananidzo wa Kristo,
was also rejected by his brethren.
Akarambwawo nevakoma vake.
We all know the story.
Tese tinoziva nyaya yacho.
But when they eventually came to Egypt and he made himself known unto his brethren, his brethren now were scared. They thought that he was going to take revenge on them. They said, please, master, don't kill us, please. We know we've done you wrong. And they started bowing before him. And then Joseph said these beautiful words.
Joseph and Dr. Ramashokwa
Yakaishonak. He says, no, my brothers, you don't have to be scared. You did that to preserve life. You see what happened? Joseph saw the bigger picture. And they couldn't see the bigger picture. And when even when Joseph said, don't leave my bones here in Egypt. But when you leave to the promised land that God has told us we're
going to
go, carry my bones with you. Even though they didn't understand, Joseph saw the bigger picture. They were carrying the bones, but Joseph saw the resurrection in Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Christ came to John at the River Jordan.
Christ akauya kuna Johane parwizi Jordan.
And then John came to, John said to Christ,
Johane ndokuti kuna Kristo,
behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Are we together? Yes, and then Christ came to John and he said, I come to be baptized. And John said, No. I need to be baptized of thee.
Johane ndokuti, ah, kwete, inini kandi ndotofanira kutobhabhatidzwa nemi.
We know the situation there in the river.
Tinoziva nhaurirano yakaitwa murwizimo.
And then Christ said, no, thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Christ ndokuti aiwa zvakatifanira kuti tizadzikise kururama kwese.
In other words, John failed to see the bigger picture.
Nemamwe mashoko, Johane anga asingaone mufananidzo mukuru uri seri kwenyaya yacho.
I mean, John has just told him he is the Lamb of God. But John was the greatest prophet.
John ndiangari profita mukurusa.
Failed to see the bigger picture.
Akatadza kuona mufananidzo wanga uri seri kwenyaya yacho.
He failed to see that the lamb had to be washed.
Akatadza kuona kuti gwayana rinofanira kusukwa.
Before it goes to sacrifice.
Risati raenda kunopiriswa.
So John failed to see the bigger picture.
Johane akatadza kuona mufananidzo wacho.
It's human nature. We see it all over the scriptures, brother, sister.
Tinongoona hunhu hwevanhu mukati memagwaro mhama nzvadzi.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari ngavakudzwe.
And then that Jesus had to tell them, thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Saka Kristu akatozofanira kutaura kuti zvakatifanira kuti tizadzikise kururama kwese.
So right there, Jesus was quoting the Levitical law to him.
Jesu akanonokora murao wema Levitico.
You see, Jesus Christ was accused of coming to destroy the law.
Jesu akatopiwa mhosva yekuuya kuzoparadza murao.
That was the accusation that they had against him.
Ndo mhosva yakamupomera iyoyo.
So you will note that Jesus responded by saying, I never came to destroy the law.
Jesu ndokupindura akati handina kuya kuzoparadza murao.
I came to fulfill the law.
Ndakatouya kuzouzadzikisa.
So he came to show them the bigger picture every time.
Akauya kuzovaratidza mufananidzo wanga uri seri kwenyaya yacho.
That was the same with Peter.
Ndo nyaya imwe chete na Peter.
Peter at the foot washing, the same thing happened there.
Peter pakugezwa tsoka pakaitika nyaya imwe chete zvakare.
When he came to Peter to wash Peter's feet,
Jesu pakasvika kuna Peter vakuda kumusuka tsoka.
Peter said, thou shalt never wash my feet.
Zvikanzi na Peter, ah, kwete imi kugeza tsoka dzangu.
Am I right? He said, thou shalt never wash my feet. Okay. And then Jesus Christ said, if thou wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. And then he went to what we call the other extreme. And he said, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Now we know Peter was a bit of a, you know, character. Amen.
Amen.
He was a bit, but he wasn't this time, he wasn't trying to be difficult.
But panguwe anga sirula kuti ayedze kukunge ari munhu asingashandike naye.
You see, Peter knew the law.
Peter aitoziva murau.
And remember at that point in time when Jesus came, it was the transition period because between the law and grace.
Jesu Kristo paakauya, yanga iri mwaka weshanduko dzenguva.
So Jesus continuously had to remind them about the law. But in this stage, Peter reminded him about the law. Because if the brothers can flash for me Exodus 30 verse 18. You see, when Peter was telling them, listen here, not only my feet, but my hands and my head. There he was quoting the law.
Apo ndo painokorwa na Peter, paiti kwete tsoka dzangu, asi kuti maoko nemusoro.
God speaking unto Moses, saying, thou shalt also make a laver of brass and his foot also of brass to wash withal, and thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein.
Anzi ipapo uchagadzira ndiro yendarira yaunofanira kugeza tsoka dzako, oigadzira tsoka dzayo zvakare nendarira imomo uchaiisa pakati petabanekere muungano.
Verse 19, for Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet therein.
Imomo ndo muchagezerwa nevanakomana vaAroni maoko avo netsoka dzavo.
So before they went in to eat the bread at the altar inside, they first had to wash their hands and their feet outside.
Saka vasati vaenda kunodya chingwa mukati metabanekeri vaifanira kugeza tsoka nemaoko kunze.
So Peter did not understand what's happening here now.
Saka Peter hana kunzwisisa kuti saka pana apa takuita
sei. He said, not only my feet but my hands also.
Zvanzi aiwa kwete tsoka chete asi nemaoko.
He did not understand the change of dispensation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he couldn't understand at that point in time, but he was quoting the law. Plus also another thing. He was, according to the law, it was first the sacrifice had to be sacrificed outside. And then the priest had to wash their hands and their feet. And then they had to go and eat the shewbread.
Right?
But with the change of dispensation, it showed that God, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, changed the dispensation. He went the other way around.
Zvinopa kushanduka kwemwaka Jesu Kristo gwayana raMwari rakashandura zvinhu richienda kune imwe.
Because in this case he first ate the bread.
Nokuti pakutanga panyaya iyi Kristu akatanga nekudya chingwa.
And then he washed his feet.
Ndobva azonogeza tsoka.
And then he went to sacrifice.
Ndobva azoenda kunopiriswa.
So it's the changing of dispensation.
Kwanga kwa yanga yashanduko yemwaka.
And Peter, knowing the law,
Peter achinzwa murawo,
failed to see the bigger picture. The change of dispensation. In Luke chapter 7, verse 41, brother, sister.
Luke 7, 41.
Saint Luke chapter 7, verse 41, we find that there, right there was Jesus Christ again invited to a feast.
Ipapo Jesu aka danwa zvakare kumutambo.
And I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but it says there was a certain creditor who had owed two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other only 50.
Jesu akati vanhu vaviri vakanga vaine chikwereti kumunhu mumwe, mumwe akanga aine chikwereti chemadhinari ana mazana mashanu mumwe.
Now right there Christ was trying to show them, since they are accusing him of destroying the law.
Zvino ipapo Jesu Kristu aida kuvaradza imwe nyaya nokuti vanga vachimupomera kuti aparadza murayiro.
And then he said, I didn't come to destroy, I came to fulfill.
Akati aiwa handina kuuya kuzoparadza asi kuti ndakauya kuzouzadzikisa.
And he's showing them the tithes according to the Levitical priesthood.
Zvino anga ari kuvaratidza chegumi zvichienderana nemurayiro wevaRevhi.
Because 50 pence is 1/10 of 500.
50 pence, chegumi, 100.
So he, right there, he was showing them, I'm still within the law. Because even David, when he said, 10,000 fall on my right hand, another 1,000 on my left.
Davida paakati vane zvuru gumi vakawira kuruoko rwangu.
1,000 is 1/10 of 10,000.
Zvuru ichegumi chezvuru gumi.
Am I right, brother, sister?
Ndagona here.
When Jesus Christ, when they came to him and they asked him, how many times must we forgive?
Pakakauya kuna Jesu Kristu akati, ko munhu atadza tinofanira kumuregerera kangani pazuva?
He said 70 times 7.
Zvikanzi 70 times 7.
7 is 1/10 of 70. Come on, brother, sister.
7. Ichegumi cha 70.
I'm coming to fulfill the law.
Ndiri kuuya kuzozadzikisa murayiro.
Are we together, brother, sister?
Ndiri tesere hama hanzvadzi.
So he showed them the bigger picture.
Akavaratidza mufananidzo wacho mukuru.
Now the scripture that we just quoted in St. Luke chapter 7.
Gwaro rataverenga kuna Luke 7.
Basically comes from where this guy Shimon the Pharisee. He invited Jesus Christ to this feast. We know the story. The prophet preached about Jesus with dirty feet.
Profita akaparidza pamusoro pa Simon pa Jesu Kristo aine tsoka dzine tsvina.
And we know the flunky did not wash Jesus' feet. He was sitting there with dirty feet. Nobody spoke to him.
Tinoziva kuti vakomana vaingaita basa rekugeza tsoka havana kana kumbomugeza tsoka asi anga akangogara apa achingotariswa aine tsoka dzine tsvina.
And there was Jesus Christ sitting.
Jesu anobva anogara ake pakona.
Yes, hallelujah. With dirty feet.
Aine tsoka dzine tsvina.
And then he called, we say Simon, in Israel they say Shimon.
Kuno kutinoti Simon.
We say Moses.
Asi uku tinoti vanoti Shimon.
We say Moses, they say Moshe.
It's not Moses, you are not Moshe.
They say Shimon. So Jesus Christ opened up his mouth and he said, Shimon, I have somewhat something to tell thee.
Jesu Kristu ndobva azarura muromo wavo ndobva ati Shimon ndine mashoko ekutaura newe.
And he said, say on, master.
Zvikanzi taurai tenzi.
And then he came with these words where he said, one guy there was a creditor, one owed 500 and the other 50.
Ndopa vakazouya nemashoko aya ataverenga kuti mumwe anga aine chikwereti ichi mumwe aine chikwereti ichi.
And when he had no money to pay, then he forgave them both.
Pavakashaiwa mari yekubhadhara akavaregerera vese.
And then he said, okay, fine, who will be most happy?
Zvikanzi saka anonyanya kufara kupfuura mumwe ndeupi?
We know that story.
Tinoziva nyaya iyi.
Because it was this woman that came to wash Jesus' feet.
Nokuti anga ari mudzimai uyo anga ageza tsoka dzaKristu.
Remember the story.
Munorangarira here nyaya yacho?
This sinner Canaanite woman came to wash Jesus' feet.
Mudzimai mutadzi wechiKenani akauya kuzogeza tsoka dzaKristu.
And after she washed his feet with her tears, she anointed his feet with oil.
Mushure mekunge ageza tsoka dzaKristu nemisodzi akabva apukuta nemafuta.
Are we together?
Amen.
Right. Then Shimon said then he thought, if that man was a prophet, he would have known how dirty this woman was and what a sinner she was.
Shimon akabva atotanga ake kufunga kuti dai murume uyu anga ari muprofita chaizvezvi angadai aziva kuti mudzimai ane tsvina zvakadii.
He thought it in his heart.
Akazvifunga mumwoyo make.
And Jesus picked it up.
Jesu ndobva azvibata.
And then Jesus said those things to him.
Ndobva vataura mashoko iwaya kwaari.
And yet he failed to see the bigger picture.
akatadza kuona mufananidzo mukuru wacho.
By that time he should have known, he should have seen, hey, there's something about this man.
Ipapo angadai aziva kuti ah pane nyaya pamurume uyu.
But he failed to see the bigger picture.
Akatadza kuona mufananidzo mukuru wacho.
But look at this woman now.
Tarisai mudzimai uyu zvino.
This woman came and then she washed his feet with his tears. With the tears.
Mudzimai uyu akauya ndokugeza tsoka dza Kristu nemisodzi yake.
And then anointed it with oil.
Ndokubva azodza nemafuta.
But look at the sequence now that this woman is applying.
Chitarisai muone matanhu ari kutorwa nemudzimai uyu.
She first washed his feet.
Akatanga nekugeza tsoka.
And then she anointed him with oil.
Ndokubva amuzodza nemafuta.
Now that same principle was applied for every visitor that came in by the door.
Saka matano iwayo aitorwa pane mushanyi wese aipinda pamukova.
There was a flunky that was washing the feet.
Pane vakomana vaita basa rekugeza tsoka.
And after he washed the feet, they gave him anointing oil.
Mushure mekunge vageza tsoka vobva vamupa mafuta ekuzora.
You read the message dirty with Jesus with dirty feet.
Makaverenga here maridzo Jesu aine tsoka dzine tsvina.
And then they gave him a robe.
Vobva vamupa hanzu.
But Jesus didn't get any of those.
Asi Jesu haana kana chakawana paakapinda imo.
But this sinner woman came in and that's what she did.
Mudzimai uyu mutadzi paakapinda ndozvakatanga kuita izvi.
And then this guy failed to see the bigger picture, but look at this, brother, sister.
Muchinda uyu akatadza kuona mufananidzo mukuru asi onai pano hanzvadzi.
Can you give me Exodus 29 verse 4, my brother?
Spell Exodus 29.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now this woman being a sinner,
mudzimai uyu ari mutadzi,
she knew the scriptures.
Aiziva magwaro.
And Aaron and his sons thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and shall wash them with water.
Zvino unofanira kuunza vana komana vaAaron pamukova wetabernacle.
Can you give me verse?
Uvageze nemvura.
Can you give me verse 7, my brother?
Ndipewo verse 7, hama.
Then thou shalt take the anointing. Oh, hallelujah!
Ipapo uchatora mafuta ekuzora.
And pour it on his head and anoint him.
Was dira pamusoro pao pake womuzodza.
So before the priest go and minister in his priestly office,
muprisita asata aenda kunoita basa rake rehuprisita,
he had to wash.
Aifanira kugeza kutanga.
And then anoint his feet.
Obva azodza tsoka dzake.
And then he goes and ministers in his priestly office.
Obva aenda kunoita basa rake rekushumira semuprisita.
So this one was not only a prophet.
Saka uyu anga asingori profita chete.
But the Bible says, behold how great this Melchizedek is.
Asi Bible rinotaura kuti tarisai muone kuti akakura sei Melchizedek.
Because this priest had no father, no mother, no beginning of days, no ending of life.
Nokuti prisita uyu haana mavambo emazuva, haana baba, haana mai, haana magumo emazuva.
So when Shimon failed to see this was the high priest of Melchizedek.
Shimon akatadza kuona kuti ndiye muprisita mukuru werudzi rwaMelchizedek.
This and a woman never failed to see the bigger picture.
Mudzimai uyu haana kutadza kuona mufananidzo mukuru wacho.
Because she saw that this priest has to go and serve in his priestly office, let's give the Lord a hand.
Akatozviona kuti muprisita uyu anofanira kupinda muofisi yake oshumira oita basa raMwari.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, brother, sister.
Amen.
Will you allow me to give you one testimony?
Nditenderewo kupai chapupu chimwe chete.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Jesu Kristo ndiye mumwe chete zuro nhasi nekusingaperi.
Do you believe it, brother, sister?
Nozvitenda here, hama hanzvadzi.
We all know Brother Shanik.
Tese tinoziva Brother Shanik.
They had 10 meetings in a place called Pietersville in South Africa, there near to us.
Vaita musangano kune imwe nzvimbo inonzi Pietersburg kupedyo nesu.
Now in between the 10 meetings they had this what they call a prayer walk.
Ma meeting ematenda vaita pane yavanoti munamato vachifamba.
And what they do, they play, they've got a piano accordion, then they sing choruses as they play down the street in the town.
And
the brothers were there singing, and then another lady came from across the street, and she saw it was very hot, and she asked the brothers, can I buy you some cool drink, please?
Hanzi pane mudzimai akaona hama dzichifamba dzichiridza, dzichifamba kwaipisa, zvikanzi ko, mungatenderera here kukutengerai.
And she started talking to the brethren. She says, "You, I know you are people of the church and whatever."
akatanga kutaura navo akati ndinoziva kuti muri vanhu vechechi izvo.
I know I'm not worthy to join you, brothers, but I would like to join you people if you don't mind if I can follow you.
Ndinoziva kuti handina hangu kukodzera kunge ndichifamba nemi, asi kana muchida henyu ndinogona kufamba nemi.
And she started talking and she opened up to the brothers to say she's a prostitute.
Ndobva vatanga kutaura iye ndokuzarura mwoyo wake akavaburitsira pachena kuti ini ndiri chifeve.
And with that prostitute money she bought the brothers cool drink.
Nemari iyoyo yehufeve ndoya akatengera hama mafanda.
The brothers drank it.
Hama dzakaropafadzwa nawo mafanda.
Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The brothers drank it.
Hama dzakanwa kokora yehufeve.
I don't know how many Shimons was around there.
Handizive kuti ipapo pambaina na Simon vangani.
Yeah. Shimon, hallelujah.
Amen.
But to make a long story short, the next night the meeting was only the tent.
Tingodambura nyaya chona mangwana panga paine musangano mutende.
And there Brother Shanik was preaching.
Pastor Shanik vachiparidza.
And Brother Shanik came to this section of his meeting where he made the altar call. And Brother Shanik went over and he got a
chair.
And he took off his shoes and he sat on the
chair.
And just like I'm doing now, Brother Shanik did this. And Brother Shanik said, is there anyone here who would like to receive the Lord in their hearts? And here came that prostitute girl. And she started crying in front of
Brother Shanik.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. So some people may have condemned her. But the Bible was made manifest in this day again. God will make a witness, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is never without a witness. God is never without a witness. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord,
hallelujah.
I was just wondering if I can give one more example. Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
We find that there was a Canaanite woman as well. Now remember the Canaanites and the Gentiles were basically all the same. In the eyes of God. Are we together? Praise the Lord. And this Canaanite woman was crying after Jesus to heal her child. Are we together? And then the disciples say, Lord, send this woman away because she's crying after you. And she said, Thou son of David, I think is what she said. Thou son of David. Have mercy on me, heal my daughter. Are we together, brother, sister? And then Jesus turned to her. And Jesus said these words. It is not meat
for me
to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. That's enough to make me run. How many felt like that sometimes? It's as if God don't hear your prayer. But that's the time when you should really be persistent. Now she continued to say these words. She said, but master, surely the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the master's table.
Hey!
Now, where did she get that revelation from?
Akawana kupi chizaruro ichocho.
Hallelujah. Where did she get that revelation
from?
You see in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. I think it's in the book of Leviticus. Is it 23 or something? Let me just find it quickly, brother, sister.
23.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my. This word is beautiful. Beautiful, brother, sister. I think it's Leviticus 23, verse 22. Let's just see if it...
Leviticus 22. Yes. 23,
verse 22. 23 verse 22. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clear riddance of the corners of thy field. When thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord thy God. Now that is exactly what happened in the book of Ruth. Because Naomi told Ruth to glean because she's got a right.
Naomi akaudza Ruth kuti enda unoshuzha.
According to Levitical priesthood, she's got a right to glean.
Nemurao, weverevitiko angaine kodzero yekuenda kunoshusha.
To pick up the wheat that falls from the sickle of the reapers.
Kuno nongerera mumunda. Gorosira wira kubva mumaoko evako.
So when this woman said unto Jesus, but surely Lord,
saka mudzimai uyu paakati kuna Jesu.
The dog get the crumbs that fall off the master's table. Those crumbs are the pieces of wheat that fell off the knife of the
sickle
master. She had a revelation of what she was talking about. Because she being a heathen, a Gentile. Her ancestor was also a heathen, a Gentile. Her ancestor was Ruth. So if Ruth had the right, then she's also got a right. So Jesus respected her revelation. Jesus saw that she could see the bigger picture. And then Jesus turned to her and said, thy faith has saved thee. And Brother Branham comes around.
Brother Branham,
and he says, faith is a river. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
So her revelation has saved her.
Saka. Chizaruru chake ndo chakamponesa ipapo.
This message is rich, brother, sister.
Hallelujah.
The Bible becomes a new book.
Bhaibheri rinobva raita bhuku itsva.
When David said, hallelujah, when everybody said, Goliath is too big.
Davida.
When David looked at Goliath,
David Goliath,
he said, this target is too big to miss.
Hallelujah.
This target is too big to miss. Hallelujah. If you think that your problem is too big, then you must know that your God is too big. Hallelujah. That he cannot hear your prayer.
So kuti anotonzwa chete munamato wako.
So next time the devil tell you how big is your problem,
Satan pano yachikudza kuti iwe dambudziko rakurisa.
Tell him how big is your God.
Chimudza kuti Mwari wangu mukuru sei.
If he tells you where you're going to,
akakuudza kwauri kuenda.
If he says you won't make it,
akati warwara wakufa iwe.
Then you tell him where he's going to.
Chimudza iye makhuma ake.
And send him right back to hell.
Obva mukikira kumuputsurira kugena.
Because to Lazarus he came. When he came to Lazarus.
Pakauya kuna Lazaro.
He said to Lazarus, says this.
Akati kune hanzvadza Lazaro.
This sickness. of Lazarus is not unto death. Many a times, brother, sister, the devil tells us that the healing is not for us. I want you to remind you today that your sickness is not unto death, but so that God can be glorified.
There
is a bigger picture. Let me try to close here quickly. Brother Billy Paul says his father also always told him.
Brother Billy Paul wanzo taura kuti baba vava vaiwanzowaudza.
When you give prayer cards,
paunenge uchipa ma prayer card,
try not to give prayer cards for those people who's got headache and those that's got just the earache or flu or whatever.
Usangopa vanhu vane dziwa nekungotemwa nemusoro nemudumbu muri kurwadza zvidikidiki.
He said bring the big cases. Yes, Brother Branham wanted the big cases.
Brother Branham vaida zvacho zvinonzi izvi zvakaoma.
He wanted the girl that had no eyes.
Vaida musikana asina maziso.
Hallelujah, God wants the big cases.
Vaida ma nyaya dzinonzi dzakurisa.
So that he can stop in the middle of his prayer and say, oh, I forgot to ask what color your eyes must be.
Kuitira kuti muprofita ambomira pakati pemunamato, oh, hanzvadzi ndiregereyo ndakanganwa kubvunza. Munoda ruvara rwemaziso akadii?
Be specific with God tonight, brother.
Nyatsodonongodza zvauri kuda kuna Mwariwe.
Say, Lord, I want a boy.
Lord,
give me a girl.
Ndipei musikana manje.
Hallelujah, give me a 10-seater bus.
Ndoda bus rinogara vanhu 10.
Give me an executive job, hallelujah.
Ndinoda kuva CEO kubasa.
Don't say, Lord, just give me a job. Be specific tonight.
Haina ngoti iwe haikona kuti Mwari rese rese. Nyatsotaura rauri kuda.
The big God specializes in big things.
Mwari wedu mukuru anoshanda nehuru.
There's a bigger picture tonight.
Pane mufananidzo mukuru manheru ano.
When Brother Branham was fumbling with the scripture reading, here tonight,
Brother Branham, pavainetseka nekuverenga gwaro manera,
he thought it's embarrassing. Because the next service, Brother Branham spoke on this day, the scripture is fulfilled. Are we together? And his wife said, I was so nervous, Billy.
And his sister said,
and you still told the people that I bought that Bible. And Brother Branham was apologetic. He said, surely, Mida, you cannot help for that. The pages were sticking together. He said, but just as clear as I'm speaking to you tonight, the voice said,
hallelujah.
This is nothing but a repetition of Luke chapter 4. This day, the scripture is fulfilled, hallelujah. When you go on your knees tonight, you say, this day, the scripture is fulfilled in your
midst.
Ask what you will. Ask what you will. And you will receive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Stand to your feet, brother, sister. Bring your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you specializes in the big things, Father.
Tonight,
give every brother and sister according to their needs, according to the faith inside of their hearts. Oh, we claim it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Every backslider, come back to God. Hallelujah. Every sinner, give your life to Jesus Christ. Oh, everyone who's still struggling tonight to find a job, in the name of Jesus Christ. Financial problems, Goliath, you are too big to mess her tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God bless you, saints.
Praise the Lord. Glory!
Oh, God bless you, my brother. Thank you. Praise the Lord.